Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having more fun than the law allows. It's so much fun for me to do what I do, to be able to talk to you about one of the handful of the most important things in your life. Not the most important thing in your life. Your health and your family and your soul are more important than your business. But your business is way on up there, and it ought to be. And that's one of the things we try to do here, is to help you with that part of it, and also the personal side of it. You can't talk about home-based without talking about the business and the human being, basically in the same sentence. And one of the guys who helps us do that better than anybody is our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. He is the chief home officer. He's the author of something under 100 books that sold something under 1 million copies worldwide. And it's you know, these books are available in at least one language, and including Safe at Home, including Home Office Know-How, including I'm unstacking them here, folks. Teleworking and telecommuting. He's our good friend, Jeffrey Zabar. Welcome back. Are you there, Jeff?
I'm here.
There
you
go. Now we got it.
Hear me now?
Yeah, thanks, Jeff.
Good.
I love technology, don't you?
I love technology, especially when it decides to work.
Yeah. So all that I said about you is true, right?
It is not a lie. It is not untrue.
Yeah. And
something under 100 books and something under 1 million copies.
Especially and the fact that all of them are printed in at least one language, right?
At least, well, unless you include, you know, techies, you know, or
right.
Geekies.
Well, that's a dialect. That's not a language.
That's a dialect, exactly. Not a full language.
What's going on in the world? You know, you heard what I said as I was doing that wonderful introduction that you wrote so well, by the way. Jeff,
I'll send you the check. You know,
yeah, you cannot talk about home-based business without talking about the business and the person, basically in the same sentence. Those two are not exclusive, are they?
Well, no, they're not. And you even find with traditional businesses and employees, you know, everyone's got a story to tell, and everyone's got issues in their lives, and everyone's got things that I don't want to say they'd rather be doing, but they have pastimes and callings and things like that, and it just comes to the fore more prominently when you work from home because you're surrounded by it. And so if it's my children, if it's my playing the drums, if it's our pets, all the different things that I do and spend my time with, whether it's during working hours or after working hours. But quite often we find that through the course of time, the work can become, I mean, it may be working from home, it may be entrepreneurship, it may be cool, but it's not always fun. Mm-hmm. You know, there may be times that it becomes drudgery. It may be times when the billings go down, you really got to, you know, break out the tackle and go out and go fishing for some new business. There's a lot of times that we face that, and one of the things that I've tried to do is make sure that I have what I call big targets on the horizon. Tom Peters and Fast Company called them wow projects, things that we can that keep our focus over the longer term, and it doesn't have to be over years, but over several to 6 months, even a year, to see a project to fruition, something that energizes us, gives us a spark, makes us want to get up in the morning and go work on this project.
Is this typically a bigger project, a larger project?
Yeah, it would be a larger project. It could be something along the lines of, you know, it could be working on, you know, revamping your website. You know, and again, that to me, I'm doing that right now, and that's not work. Mm-hmm. You know, I've hired somebody, actually I'm bartering right. with somebody to do the redesign. But to me, that's not work. That's a creative exercise,
right.
And I really dig creativity when it's,
well,
you know,
that's also an internal activity. That's not exactly bringing in, you know, making the cash register ring. Necessarily,
well,
I know that there's some element to it, but basically that's an internal type of thing too, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and I think that you can't go out and I speak on marketing and I speak on motivation and how those two meet and how they work in the small business and the home office, and part of it is the realization that if you're not in the right mindset, things just aren't going to happen the way you want. So, you know, I've said that if you've got, you know, your Monday morning voice in a negative sense, if you're having a bad voice day, a bad hair day, and you're just not happy, don't answer the phone. Let it go to voicemail. Don't make those calls unless you, you know, those cold calls or call out to clients or whatever, unless you can put on a happy voice for the moment. Yeah. And that's how true it is that, you know, even if you're not, if you run your business and you're working on these wow projects or these big target projects, you know, they don't have to be revenue generating per se. They don't have to be for clients that at the end of the week you can say, okay, I delivered that project for X dollars. Because as we all know, marketing doesn't deliver, you know, marketing and say PR and a website and brochures don't deliver return in a tangible sense in the near term immediately. You know, they're not designed to say, okay, I delivered my website, now I'm going to get $4,892 from it today. Mm-hmm. You know, unless, of course, it's e-commerce and you're registering it that way. But it's really, it's part marketing. And it's part, as I said, creative exercise, which is something I really dig getting involved in. It keeps me motivated and focused, especially when the billings, you know, I don't have as many projects on the whiteboard that I'm tracking, and other things may be slow, and you may be in a doldrum. You pull that thing out, and you start working on that, or you start working on other projects.
When I was coming up, my mentors all used hunting metaphors.
There you go.
And they talked about what are you going to hunt today? Are you going to hunt rabbits? Or are you going to hunt elephants? And what you call a wow project, they call elephants.
There you go.
And the day to day bread and butter business, they call the rabbits. And how that helped them to use that to train their underlings as they were coming along, is some people would never hunt elephants, and some people would never hunt rabbits. You know, depending on their personality and the way they viewed the world, some people, men and women, would just, all they wanted to do was go after the elephants and make the big pop, make a big score, and make the big cash, and, you know, and move on. And some people didn't have the courage to go after the big ones. They just kept going after the little ones. And the truth is both of those guys were wrong. Both of those, the people who only go after elephants are wrong. The people who only go after rabbits are wrong.
Right.
But you got to do a little bit of both, and I think that's what you're saying is that you know, the rabbits, hunting the rabbits will keep the doors open every day. That's bread and butter business. But you got to have something out there on the horizon to, as you say, energize you and get you excited and you know, try to knock one of those wow projects off, one a year or two a year or whatever,
right,
depending on how big the wow project is. But you got to think about having a mix of those. You got to have the bread and butter work and the wow projects too. Stand by, Jeff. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. It's 20 after. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. Stay with us. Back, it's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and don't forget to check out my website when you get a chance, jbsba.com, and subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It's easy to do. I think you'll like it. And don't forget all the other things you can do, including finding out more about our good friend and our guest this half hour, Jeffrey Zabar. You can find him in our Brain Trust. You can find him in our articles. You can find him in our archives, lots of archives of shows that we've done with him in the past if you want to go check that out. Or you can go directly to the man. You can go to his website. Check it out. And when you get a chance, and Jeffrey, why don't you give it to us, please?
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
All right. And why don't you remind us what we'll find when we get there, Jeff?
There's all sorts of stuff. And the site, as we were saying, is sort of in the midst of a little redo right now, so some of the applications are not as robust.
So they might have to step over some sawdust and
exactly,
and boards.
Exactly, and we have a couple sawhorses and some power tools. Beware the chain, the circular saw. But we're working on the site. But once it's back up and fully operational, right now they'll find all sorts of resources, including your site and other sites out there, but also a lot of articles and tips and information gleaned from 15 years of being an entrepreneur, a small
very
business,
helpful
business
things,
owner.
And like on my side, it's all free, except unless you decide to buy a book, and then we're going to charge you for that, right, Jeff?
There you go. Exactly.
Jeffrey, we're talking about hunting elephants hunting elephants and rabbits, or the wow projects and the bread and butter projects, depending on which metaphor you want to use, folks, we'll let you pick it. But Jeff, how do you keep both going? How do you separate the wow projects? How do you work on those a little bit and not get so excited that you spend too much time on those, even though you want to focus on them, but there also are these bread and butter projects that may not be as exciting, but they're going to put rocks in the box today. How do we spend our time?
And that's really important, because it is, you know, I look back to 3-4 years ago when I likened myself to a boutique shop or a department store, where I was doing lots, you know, sort of like a luxury item. I was doing lots more big ticket items, and then the bubble burst, and I was doing as many projects, but the value of each was lower. So I became, I likened myself more to a convenience store, where, you know, more, you know, about as many sales at a lower ticket value. So obviously, we needed to reprioritize and still go out looking for those elephants, but realize it's the rabbits that make the daily bread. So what I do when I'm working on, and I'm looking not even at elephants, I'm looking at, as opposed to hunting, I'm looking at, you know, tagging for my zoo these projects that will be for my own, as opposed to for sale maybe. And I spend early morning hours. I'm up at 5 on any given morning. So I'll spend that kind of time doing it. I'll spend time in the evenings working on that. I'll spend time throughout the day, but not as consumed, hopefully, as I would be on a paying gig that's going to, you know, deliver the coin when the project is delivered, or, you know, hopefully 30 days or less down the road. But you just got to learn to prioritize. You got to learn to delegate within your own self.
One of the things that I do, Jeff, when I'm working on something like that, is I break the big wow project down into bread and butter elements. And in other words, typically, as you know, a wow project is one that has a long selling cycle. I have worked on projects for years before I got it. But typically, you're talking about a number of weeks, probably several months. Very likely, if it's depending on how wow it is, very likely over 2 operating years. You know, maybe,
right,
you know, from June to the next April or something like that. But what I try to do is say, okay, I pretty much know that I'm not going to close this until, you know, for 8 months.
Right.
And so I don't try to go after it all at once right now, because I can't close it anyway. So what can I do today that would move this project a little bit farther along, but also without taking away from the bread and butter projects? What can I do on this project, the big project, and so then that component becomes a size of a bread and butter project. I do that part and I put it up.
I think that's important. You in your delegation, you set aside 30 minutes. You set aside an hour of otherwise, I don't want to say non-productive, but time that's not going to carve into when you can be making calls, talking to clients, doing paying work. But, you know, if it's a book, like one of my wow projects I'm working on now is a book. So you break the chapters of the book into separate folders or into separate files on your computer, and then you call one up and you work on it for a little bit. If it's your website, then you do the same thing. If it's a new line of product that you want to offer out there, you focus on one at a time. It's okay to bounce back and forth as inspiration hits you, and if you hit a stone wall with one, you move to another. But keep each one flowing forward. Delegate, break them down, realize how, you know, the smaller part can be moved forward to become part of the larger whole. And then, you know, again, you break it down, you move it forward, you find success, and then that feeds into your positivity of saying, hey, you know, I got this accomplished, now let's do more.
Another thing, Jeff, that on those big projects is involve other people. Get somebody else to, you know, just call them up and say, look, how can you answer this question for me? And maybe get them to working on a piece of the puzzle for you. And let
that
them get back with you on that. Now you're leveraging other people's minds, and let them work on a piece of the puzzle and bring it back to you. That's another good way to split these up. Jeffrey, we're going to have to wrap it up. Give us your website again, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
And also they can find you at the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel, can't they?
That is the, I write for them every week, sometimes
every
more.
Week. Yeah. Thanks, Jeffrey. Good job today.
It's been wonderful, Jim, as usual. Thank you.
Jeff Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Teleworking and Telecommuting. Quick break. I'll be right back with Pierce and Jane Howard. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.